Contrary to popular belief, our brains are functioning at higher levels when our minds wander. Dr. Jonathan Schooler of the University of California, Santa Barbara, explains.
Given the research that we have so far, the benefit is going to be that by leaving some open time, some time where you're not filling every single second with another activity, that by finding those times to give the mind the opportunity to wander, we can fan the flames of creativity. We can encourage the questions that we might have otherwise been unable to solve to be nourished in this manner.
Schooler and Kalina Kristoff of the University of British Columbia took functional magnetic resonance images, or fMRI scans, of subjects as they were instructed to press a button when numbers appeared on a screen. What they found is that during performance of routine tasks, the brain's default network, which includes the medial prefrontal cortex, the posterior cingulated cortex, and the temporoparietal junction, is completely active. But when the subject's minds wander, the executive network, which is involved in high-level complex problem-solving, is active and coordinating with the default network involved in routine activities.
Daydreaming is any kind of a mental thought that is unrelated to the here and now. Mind wandering is a particular class of daydreaming in which one is engaged in some other activity when the daydreaming takes place.
According to the study, some people may spend up to one-third of their waking life unwillingly daydreaming. But if you're having trouble relaxing or are losing control of your own thoughts, meditation or hypnotherapy may be a solution, as the results of these methods are similar to those of daydreaming. Again, Dr. Jonathan Schooler.
It may be that the common denominator in these two cases is that you're not really engaging in sort of the external world of activity in both cases. In both cases, you're focusing, in a sense, inwardly, and that may be the value in both cases.
Joanne Friedman, hypnotherapist at Life Center Counseling and Health Services in Huntington, New York, stresses the importance of thinking inwardly as a way to quiet your mind when there are so many stimuli in the external world at any given moment.
So basically, when you're in that brainwave, that beautiful beta brainwave or alpha brainwave, it opens up the creative centers of the brain. So when you put yourself into that meditative state, or somebody else is helping you to get into that meditative state, like a hypnotherapist, it opens up the energy centers and the creative centers, which then allows you to problem solve. So it opens up parts of the brains that maybe are closed off because of stress and anxiety.
Dr. Schooler says much research is yet to be done in the realm of mind wandering and meditation, but studies do already show that taking time to step away from the outside world and focus on your inner thoughts is important for problem solving, creativity, and overall well-being. Again, hypnotherapist Joanne Friedman.
Hypnosis, hypnotherapy, is becoming more mainstream. It's an extraordinary tool to clear things out of subconscious mind. It's just an amazing self empowerment tool for success.
For WAMC News in Albany, I'm Melissa Bunning.